bridges, to me, are cool, but they are very vulnerable to brutal weather conditions. Heartland, New Brunswick is home to the world's longest covered bridge, almost 1,300 feet long. It's almost 400 meters long. And as I mentioned yesterday, it crosses the St. John River from Heartland to Somerville. But the framework is the most ingenious act of engineering that I think any of us have ever heard of. Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History, now in its second year from the Weather Network in Canada. So let's get into the story of the Heartland Covered Bridge and what it endured this day in weather history. The structure is a combination of seven small Howe truss bridges all joined together on six piers. Very, very cool, man. As a kid, I marveled at bridges. All bridges that I've had the thrill of walking across or driving across. The Brooklyn Bridge, the George Washington, and the Manhattan in New York City. Also the Golden Gate and Bay Area bridges in NorCal, and closer to home, where we are here in the Lower Great Lakes, the headquarters of the Weather Network Canada, there's the Niagara Region border bridges, Peace, Rainbow, and Lewiston. Let's go to January 18th, this day in weather history. Ice jams in New Brunswick are common, but this year they were threatening to destroy the world's longest covered bridge. Primary culprit here is the unseasonable above zero temperatures. This will make sure the freeze-thaw cycle is in total disarray, and when you give conditions this powerful seasonally, you need to err heavily on the side of freeze and stay as far away from the prolonged thaw as possible. But instead, we got those heavy downpours that began on the weekend, and that resulted in swelled rivers, lakes, and other bodies of water causing ice jams, floods, and flood warnings. The floods would go on to strand people in their homes for at least 4 days. Welcome to year two of this podcast. Right now, you're listening to the full version of today's story on your favorite podcast provider. But there's also the daily podcast video short. They're shot right here in my podcast recording studio, so you get that perspective. But oftentimes, they will include visuals from that day's event, from when it happened, in weather history. So after listening to the full story, go check out the podcast video short on television or online anytime at theweathernetwork.com/weather history. In this race against Mother Nature, authorities said a major jam had pushed ice to within 2 meters of the bottom of the 105-year-old bridge in Heartland, a town about 75 kilometers northwest of Fredericton. This bridge is legendary and historical. As the longest covered bridge in the world, which opened back in 1901, it has been designated a National Historic Site. It seasonally draws tourists from the region and from around the world. Heartland's mayor at the time, Neville Hargrove, said, and I quote, "If it raises it up under that bridge, there's always the possibility that it could lift the bridge clean off the piers. And that's it. Goodbye, tourist attraction." End quote. And the bridge was in serious risk as the forecast was calling for continuous heavy rain. It had to be a scene of helplessness when officials had to succumb to the reality that there wasn't much that could be done to try and save that bridge. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the region, more tribulation abounds. The ice jams and heavy rain caused flooding in several areas in northwest New Brunswick, including Riley Brook, next to the Tobique River. There, several families in the community were stranded in their houses for those 4 days after the ice jams blocked them in. January 19th. In the best conclusion to our story's most harrowing tale, the ice jam that had been threatening the world's longest covered bridge, I know I've said that a few times, but it is important to the story, remained in place through a night of heavy rain, and everyone in Heartland finally, could exhale. Then geography kicked in. The water level in the St. John River at Heartland rose by about 25 centimeters in the event, and although it likely could rise again, the rain drains into the river. Piece that together with the forecast for cooler temperatures and clear skies, and there was relief that the historical bridge would survive this. Ah, I love a happy ending, especially when it happens this day in weather history. Hey, do you like the podcast? We'd love to hear from you. If you have an idea, go right now to wherever you're listening to me and rate us if you would please. It's on a 5-star system and we would love as many stars as you can afford. So rate us, but then also review us. This way we can always stay on top of how you'd like to see the show evolve. Then remember to subscribe to this podcast. Click the subscribe or follow button right there on the very same podcast homepage you're listening on. You'll be immediately reminded that the next day is ready to listen to, and you also have access to every episode in the archives. It dates back to June 1st of 2020, so there is a lot that we got to get caught up on this day in weather history. Tomorrow is January 19th, and we are going back to get right into the full story, the whole story surrounding the devastating start to 2020 for the world as a whole planet. No, not the pandemic, the Australian bushfires, known locally as Black Summer. The 2019-2020 Australian bushfire season was a period of unusually intense bushfires in many parts of Australia, peaking in December of 2019 and carrying through with full intensity through January of 2020. On this day in weather history, with me, your host, Chris May.